You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and tonight I want to bring some really great information to you. Now, many of you will say, oh, balderdash, this won't happen, this is a farce. But if you're thinking this, then why in the world are you listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we can manifest our reality? And I am going to give you a chance to manifest it right now at lightning speed. We will be doing a meditation / hypnosis during the show tonight. And I want to tell you to please do not drive while doing this meditation hypnosis. For one thing, you will be too comfortable to focus, and two, you will want to experience the incredible and joyful feelings. And you really can't do that if you're driving a car. So this is just a heads up on what to expect. First of all, I do want to say that this type of group hypnosis is extremely effective by connecting the mass consciousness together. I do believe, actually beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when we meditate together, the same thoughts come together to form a field and it is beamed up into the ethers. Yes, we are extremely powerful individually, as we have proven to ourselves through our manifestations, but collectively, well, we're even more powerful. Let me give you some examples. Back about 13 or 14 years ago, I wanted to do some experiments on air to prove the validity of the power of the mind. So I heard about a 4-year horrific drought in Australia. It was so bad that the animals and even the cows were dying from thirst. So we did a group meditation hypnosis on air, and do you know what? It started raining in the most severely affected area of Australia for 2 whole weeks. It raised the water tables back up to normal, and the drought was completely broken. Now, this was really an amazing experience. I was blown away. And I had verified it with a friend in Australia who actually was on the meditation with us, and she confirmed the results. But we didn't stop there. There were fires in California once again. Remember, this was 13 years ago, and we did the meditation again. And the results were amazing. I was seeing firsthand the fog-like mist forming that had enough moisture in it to stop the fire. You see, I was only about 20 miles away from the fires in California, and I was totally amazed. The fires were out the next day. Then again, there was a drought in the Midwest. An entire lake reservoir had evaporated. And the residents were praying for rain. They needed that water so badly. But their praying did not work because they missed a major principle. That was to feel the rain on you as you meditated. And again, once we did that, it worked and the water flowed down from the mountains and filled the reservoir. It was amazing. Incredible success that showed us how very powerful we are. So, I kind of would like to try it again tonight because there is something that's really incredible going on, and As I said, a lot of you are going to think, well, this is balderdash, but hey, the principle is great. So whether you think it's not true or not, the effects will still be beaming down to us what we are trying to manifest. It doesn't matter. But there's something that's so brilliant going on, and I just think it's fantastic. Now, it has to do with all this malfeasance that was directed to the American farmers through the powers that be, probably the Rothschilds, the Soros, and everybody else, and the deep state in the U.S. government. And they were forced to pass in Congress an act that was called the National Economic Security and Recovery Act, known as NESARA. Although the act was passed by the American Congress, it was never proclaimed. Now, this was when President Bill Clinton was president, and he originally refused to sign it into existence. Why is that? Can you say deep state? Fortunately, Clinton was forced to sign it by the military. Some even said he was forced at gunpoint to sign this bill or this act. And it was signed by Bill Clinton, and it was set to be announced on September 11th, 2001 at 10 a.m. by George Bush Jr. Well, you know how the story went from there. The cabal blew up the World Trade Center buildings at 9 a.m. to prevent NESARA from being activated. As a matter of fact, the rumor has it that Daddy Bush had actually moved into the White House to prevent the release of this announcement. Well, it turns out the gold, which backed the new currency, happened to be stored in the World Trade Center towers and was stolen by the cabal. I remember people asking me about Building 7, which was the center of the deep state operations for 9/11, and which was destroyed after the operation was complete. This is where all the gold was hidden, in Building 7. It kind of all makes sense right now, doesn't it? Well, the Bushes killed 3,000 souls because of this, something that they did not want to relinquish power over. Yeah, they were not good men. And let me tell you why they prevented it. It took every bit of their power and the power of the presidency away from them. Now, here's what NESARA is all about. It was and is designed to erase poverty and all ills from the planet's sovereign citizens, so that the planet's sovereign citizens can focus their attention on a great transformation. Now, NESARA was what President John F. Kennedy was talking about in his infamous speech. And now you can understand why they killed President John F. Kennedy and also his brother Bobby, and why they are now trying to stop President Donald J. Trump from implementing NESARA in the new Republic of the United States. And GISARA, which is Global Economic Recovery Worldwide, with the gold back currency reset announcement. GISARA represents the global reset. So in other words, the entire earth is going to be affected by this. Well, simply, this is what it means, especially for the United States. The return to the gold-backed U.S. dollar. It's no longer fiat. It is gold-backed. No poverty, no hunger, no debt. Only global peace and prosperity for all. Yes, global peace and prosperity and the start of a financial system reset, better known as the Great Awakening and even the Golden Age. Why do you think that they have been fighting Trump so hard? They don't want to relinquish the control. So I'm going to run down on the basics of what this will mean to you. NYSARA will cancel all credit card, mortgages, and other bank debt, which is complete debt relief due to illegal banking and government activities. Two, it abolishes income tax permanently. Three, it abolishes the IRS with employees of the IRS being transferred into the U.S. Treasury National Sales Tax Area. Four, creates a 17% flat rate non-essential new items only sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will not be taxed, nor will items used such as old homes or old cars. Five, increases benefits to senior citizens. Yeah, that's going to be the end of the $1,000 a month Social Security payments. Six, return constitutional law to all courts and legal matters. Hallelujah. Seven, reinstates the original Title of Nobility Amendment. And there's going to be more on that because you're going to see that the royalty in the UK is no longer going to be. Eight, establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days of NYSARA announcement. The interim government will cancel all national emergencies and return us back to constitutional law. Now, this is really something because we haven't been on constitutional law for eons. Nine, monitor elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. 10, creates a new U.S. rainbow currency backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals, ending the bankruptcy of the United States initiated by Franklin Roosevelt in 1933. 11, forbids the sale of American birth certificates as property bonds by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Yes, if you didn't realize that, our birth certificates are being held and owned by the Department of Transportation. In effect, we have all been slaves, and we have been working. Instead of creating wealth for us, we have been the property of the U.S. Department of Transportation. 12, initiates U.S. Treasury bank system in alignment with the constitutional law. Wonderful. 13, eliminates the Federal Reserve System. During the transition period, the Federal Reserve will be allowed to operate side by side by the U.S. Treasury for 1 year in order to remove all Federal Reserve notes from the money supply. Have you noticed that banks are complaining we don't have coins? Interesting. 14, restores financial privacy. Yep. 15, retrains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law. 16, ceases all aggressive U.S. government military actions worldwide. Now, do you understand that Trump has been nominated for 2 Nobel Peace Prizes for peace? And guess what? Putin has just been nominated for 1 Nobel Peace Prize as well. You see, Trump and the leaders are stopping military actions worldwide. There will be no more wars. I don't know about you, but this is beyond any dream I've ever had. 17, establishes peace throughout the world. As a matter of fact, any country that starts a war will be completely thrown out and away from Nasara. They will not be able to participate in the prosperity and abundance. And that's a very good incentive to keep world peace. 18, releases unprecedented prosperity with enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes. 19, enables the release of 6,000 patents of suppressed technologies that are being withheld from the public under the guise of national security. And this includes free energy devices, anti-gravity, and sonic healing machines. Yes, they have beds out there that can not only diagnose what the problem is, it will heal the issue within 2 minutes. This is fact. It's called med beds. And you are looking at a whole new way of living. That's right. Western medicine is now passé. It no longer will force us to take these poisons and no longer take control of our lives. Ugh, the end of medical insurance as we know it. Yay! Now, the powers that be have been concealing all of this brand new technology that we could have used years ago that really gets rid of cancer, diabetes, anything that you can imagine. And it does so non-invasively. Wow, I can hardly wait. This is going to be great. I'm not going to get sick until all of this new technology is coming together here. And then I think I'll just have a good old time trying it out myself. And number 20, eliminates all current and future nuclear power weaponry on planet Earth. Those are the items, and they can accomplish just one thing on the list. Oh my God, that would be fantastic. But I have a feeling they're going to accomplish all 20 items, and I am ready for a great transformation. So what this means is there will be a monthly income for all, and it is backed by gold. Yes, everyone will have a monthly income, not just a little bit, but it would be significant that you can pay for rent, you can buy a house, you can do a number of things. No longer will there be poverty, and it's for everyone. Everyone. No one will be ignored. And there will also be a larger monthly income for all senior citizens, and again, it will be backed by gold. In other words, senior citizens are no longer forced to live off of their $1,000 a month Social Security. They have a better package for them, and they can live life as they did before, powerfully. Now, let's take a look at this, and why would all of this matter? You know, as you know, the world has been forced to look at earnings as income to survive. We now know that the thought process, the human body, will no longer be forced to focus on money creation and will now be able to turn their focus on how to make a difference to all living people. Truly, it's about helping others for humanitarian reasons. You see, we're truly entering the golden age. It's not about money because we don't even have to think about money anymore. It's about helping humanity to thrive, to be happy, to be fulfilled emotionally and mentally. Now you can set up your metaphysical schools that teach spirituality and connection to source energy. You can teach people the meaning of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is truly a transformational age, and I'm so excited about this, especially after witnessing all the recent riots and civil unrest. All need for destruction will simply cease to exist. Now, the riots will cease to exist too. And why is that? Because they will no longer have the need for money. They will begin to see that there is a better life. And they will see that the powers that be controlling them are, in fact, evil. All need for destruction will simply cease to exist. And because of the new medical technology that will be revealed, we no longer have to worry about pandemics. We no longer have to worry about cancer or diabetes or anything that would cause us to be in another destructive situation, such as the current COVID. We can be healed from that within 2 minutes by these new med beds. Poverty will cease. There will be no need for looting. Hunger will be gone from the planet. And therefore, children will be raised by love and abundance. Addiction can be remedied at a very fast pace. And because it is global and every country can participate, unless, of course, again, if they do not abide by the peace agreement, they will be a part of the global reset. The global reset of finances that turn fiat into solid gold-backed dollars. So think of North Korea. Think of Israel. Think of Iran. Think of Saudi Arabia. Think of Russia and China. No wars, just peace. And that's what the president just got the Nobel Peace Prize for. So did Russia. So, do you see it's coming into play here? There is more happening that's solidifying. Nasara is happening, and it's happening now. Now, there is even more information that you can find about this on YouTube and the web by just putting in Nasara Nesara, Nesara, and Jisara. And it's really easy to find because there's an abundance of facts and figures. And I think you really will be surprised. But what I want to do is help to bring this about in record speed. Because you know what? Right now, following this pandemic, we really need to get things moving. No more delays. So I'm going to ask you to help me by listening to this hypnosis meditation and participating in it in an effort to bring this collectively to the planet. If you don't want to participate and you think it's a bunch of balderdash, well, turn it off now and we will continue with those who want to participate. And I will see you again next week with another great show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. But now I want to bring you into a new fun time of exhilarating feelings. And we are going to accomplish that with this meditation hypnosis. So if you're ready, I want you to simply get relaxed, get comfortable. Please do not drive. You can pull over if you are driving, but I just want you to get comfortable. Put on a headset or earbuds and listen to the music as you begin to breathe deep. Okay, we are beginning. Take in a deep, deep breath and let it out, just relaxing your entire body and sinking into the chair or sofa or the bed. Just let it go because it feels so good to let go of day-to-day issues. Just relax and fully get into the place where you can appreciate the good life, the fun life, total, complete freedom. During this very relaxing and loving meditation, you may find your mind wandering a bit, and it's very normal. When you discover that, just bring your mind back to my voice and continue to imagine the pictures that I am presenting you. Some of you may also find that you are in such a deep, relaxed state that you feel as if you have fallen asleep. Well, this too is very normal. So when you are able, simply bring your mind back to my voice and join us in visualizing the wonderful scenes. The power of the collective consciousness is to imagine the same picture with the same words at the exact same time. This will create a colorful and huge vortex that reaches from deep within the soil to the heavenly ethers of the universe. The energy of our combined thoughts together will enable us to create the very best situation and the highest good for not only the United States, but for all the countries of the world. So let's begin to relax by taking a deep, deep breath in and completely relaxing as you exhale out. Good. Breathe in peace and exhale out to the world pure love. Breathe in well-being into your soul and breathe out pure, perfect health to you and our planet. Good. Good. Now, wonderful. Let's focus on a beautiful sphere of healing light at the crown of your head. And let it move slowly down over the forehead, down to the eyes, relaxing all the muscles and moving down to the nose and down further to the ears and the mouth going down further to the chin, and then slowly moving down the neck. Feel a warm sensation as it moves down every part of the body, relaxing completely every muscle and every hair. Notice that the muscles surrounding your eyes just let go of all tensions, and notice that the mouth and jaw releases the tension as you focus in at the top of your back, removing all knots, all tightness, all tension by completely relaxing. Let it go. Good. Now let's move this healing sphere of light down to our shoulders, down our backs, down our arms and hands, releasing all resistance and tension within us. Let the light continue down our lungs, our heart, our liver, our spleen, our kidneys, down our stomachs, our intestines, all internal organs, our hips, now our upper legs, our knees, lower legs, heels, toes, and then let this light totally encompass the body in a beautiful, beautiful rainbow color cocoon of complete health and total well-being. Let's let the energy of this cocoon filter out all the toxins from our bodies as we relax and totally let go of all day-to-day distractions. Let us remember that there is nothing more important in the scheme of things than the love for ourselves as we bring our body into perfect alignment with our highest good and the highest good of all living organisms. Good. Wonderful. Now let's take a moment to remember experiences in our lives that have filled us up with complete and unconditional love. Perhaps it's the face of a loved one or an experience that you felt from the love of another. Perhaps it's a favorite animal. Perhaps it was a majestic scene of nature or the awesome miracle of unbelievable gratitude. Feel this awesome feeling and let it overwhelm your sensation. Let the love and joy of this experience fill you completely up. Feel it. Feel the vibration of it. Feel the joy of it. Allow yourself to feel this unconditional love fill up your complete body. Take a deep breath and drink in the joy of it all. Yes, this is the feeling of the universal power of love. This is such an incredible feeling of life. Breathe in deep and let these thoughts soar through your body. Feel this high vibrational feeling of love, of happiness, of joy, of wealth and abundance. Yes, it feels so incredible. It feels unbelievable. Oh my goodness. Wonderful. Now, let's focus on the area of the mind where the thoughts are first born. In the middle of your head, there resides the pineal gland, which connects you to the universal world. And below that is the pituitary gland, which connects you to your physical world. Now, right in between those two glands are where the thoughts are first born. This is the area that our intention will be creating the vortex and connecting with all others who are participating with us today and in the future. We come together in the past and the future, as well as the present, to create a powerful vortex of all. Good. Now I want you to imagine that you see an invisible high vibrational frequency surrounding your body. And you say to yourself, I am now allowing my body's vibration to rise to the highest level that I have ever experienced in my life. Feel your body vibrating slightly, just enough to let you know that it is rising, but not enough to disrupt your wonderful state of relaxation and the blissful state of pure, unconditional love. Good. Wonderful. Your body is now vibrating the beautiful colors of the rainbow, from deep red to vibrant orange to magenta to pink to green to blue to indigo to purple. Oh, my. Notice now that the colors are coming together and are creating one brilliant white light that is shining from the top of your head. You are now vibrating at a very, very, very high level, and you are now entering the vortex that connects all who are now participating, as well as all living human beings in every part of the world, now and in the future. Now please follow my words while continuing to feel the overwhelming feeling of pure, unconditional love that is making up this giant vortex. Imagine the planet Earth, and you are seeing it from the universe's perspective. Gently find the area on the planet that makes up where you are now residing. Now zoom it in as you view the vibrant water, sea, lakes, or majestic mountains, or perhaps just the fields or the buildings. It is a beautiful sight to behold. Planet Earth is now matching its vibration through you, correcting any misalignments in that area. Good. As you look into this area, you send your incredible and awesome unconditional love to the soil, to the residents, to the animal, and to the air and water. Send hope and well-being to every living organism, knowing that everything is working now in accordance with the divine order. Take that love and send it to all of those rioters. Send them love and understanding. They are, as you are, a vibrational being, a powerful love. And you're connecting with each of them, showing them love and understanding, showing them that there is a higher vibration and purpose to life right now. And perhaps now is the time that they can put away their anger and come together for the benefit of all. For we are not separate. We are one. Again, send them well-being and abundance with everything they need and desire to make their life easier right now. And above all, assist them to allow their good and fulfillment of their peaceful desires to come into their lives right now. They too deserve peace and well-being. As we take another deep breath in, raising our vibration even up further, let's envision a world where poverty does not exist. Where all the children in all of their homes are with their parents, eating healthy food and experiencing a great abundance and prosperity. Poverty simply no longer exists in the world. All mothers are so grateful as they have all the abundance and prosperity to pay their monthly bills in full while still having plenty to clothe and treat their children to delightful treats. All fathers are more present in the home with families because the feelings of lack no longer exist. And as a matter of fact, the fathers now feel more empowered to love their families more. The parents' self-esteem has improved dramatically, allowing the children in the family circle to be happy and joyful. The school districts have changed to that of gratitude, as well as community policies, because neighborhoods are now free of violence. All areas are free of trash and dilapidated buildings. Everything is sprouting up new. New buildings, new homes, new gardens, new spaces, new parks. New freedom. Every child of every race and sex and religious preference feels this divine freedom. Everyone is now feeling the abundance and freedom from being a slave from the banks and the mortgage holders. We are now experiencing true freedom. This is a new way of living where no poverty exists, only abundance. We are living in this world. We are choosing to work only to be of service to others, not for a need for income. We now allow our talents to blossom in new areas. The freedom from lack has brought about a sense of well-being and personal satisfaction. Our only job is to enjoy life every day and to live life to its fullest. Men and women still crave to fill their talents without burdens of debts, and they let their imagination soar in which the unbelievable future comes about. Our financial well-being soars now because we are completely free from all debts and taxes. And because we are free of the IRS, we are free to achieve our success higher and higher every year. We are free to succeed in our dreams. We are now financially abundant to bring in our dreams and to live life to the best of our ability. And it's wonderful. It's beautiful. I am just so incredibly grateful. All of our senior citizens are no longer living in poverty and are able to stay in their own home with paid caretakers. They can easily afford this and more because of the large extra income provided to them on a monthly basis. All of our citizens return to the U.S. constitutional laws, and this is now fully enforced by the U.S. courts. No more admiralty law. We live by the U.S. Constitution as written in 1776, and all of our money is backed by gold and precious metals, allowing no bank to control our funds. We are no longer paying bank fees or any debt. All of our debt and mortgages have been paid for. Banks are no longer a part of our lives. We are feeling the joy of being in control of our lives and our family lives. All of our birth certificates returned to us individually controlled and not sold to anyone. We own ourselves and we are free from all slavery. During this great abundance, there is unprecedented prosperity with enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes. We now have over 6,000 patents of suppressed medical technology, of free energy devices, and it's joyfully accepted as a new way of living by perfect health. The fear of dreaded diseases such as cancer, diabetes, hearing loss, eye issues, heart attacks will no longer be a part of this world. Even more importantly, peace prevails in our world. No more wars. No more fighting. No more sending our children off to wars to fight. No more terror. No more post-traumatic syndrome episodes. Wow. All life, all families, all animals live in a world that treats everyone with love and courtesy. Feel yourself feeling so happy, so joyful. The world has changed, and you're part of it. We are free. Our children are free. There is no prejudice. There is only love. We are allowed to be us, and we are all love. Abundance and prosperity is the order of the day, which allows each one of us to be free and to love one another. Life is good. Life is happy. And everyone is happy. We have just experienced Nisarga, and we are abundantly wealthy. We are happy and we are free. Now raise your hands to the universe and send out through the palms of your hand all the love, with the understanding that the universe has your desires and are now in the process of bringing your desires forth. We are now living the life that we're supposed to be living. It is now a true state of being for all of us. Let your smile for you, let your soul smile, because now you have entered the age of Nisarga Jisarga, and it is now. Yes, it is now. We are living the age of Nisarga Jisarga. With peace on earth, abundance for all, and life just gets better and better. Thank you, universe. Thank you, universe. Thank you, universe. Good. Wonderful. Take another deep breath in as we bring you back. And slowly, let's begin to have you feel your immediate surroundings. Two, feeling so joyful, so happy, so abundant, so alive. Three, knowing the great manifestation of abundance is now occurring. And four, with a great big yawn, stretch and smile, eyes wide open. Thank you for participating. Listen to as many times as you need to feel good, because every time you feel good, you will be bringing this event to fruition. Thank you. Namaste.